Then I went to technical services, where I was in charge of finding documents that were, that you don't find in libraries, like where you put explosives on a bridge. Where's the best place to put an explosive on a bridge? And what kind of explosive do you have to get that goes underwater without it, you know, destroying its effectiveness? Also, I had to find, one time they wanted me to find out if there was such a thing as a poison that was undetectable, especially one that seemed to mimic a heart attack, that would kill someone, but it would appear that they had a heart attack. I did find such a thing.
Does this pistol fire the dart?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. And a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
The poison was frozen into some sort of dart, and then it was shot at very high speed into the person. So at, when it reached the person, it would melt inside them, and the only thing would be like one little tiny red dot on their body, which was hard to detect. There wouldn't be a needle left or anything like that in the person.
Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for,
we have indeed,
for killing people?
The round thing at the top is obviously the sight. It works by electricity. There's a battery in the handle, and it fires a small dart.
And the dart itself, when it strikes the target, does the target know that he's been hit and about to die?
A special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
As a murder instrument, that's about as efficient as you can get, isn't it?
It is a weapon, a very serious weapon.
But also the toxin itself would not appear in the autopsy?
Yes, so that there was no way of perceiving that the target was him.